The following is an audio recording of Hating on Drugs, published May 25, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
What do you guys make of the tweet that I read this morning by one American muskrat?
I'm under the impression the philosopher is speaking of improving the mind directly with drugs, consciousness expansion, that sort of thing. I don't buy into that anymore. Insomnia sucks. It's why I'm drinking beer in a hotel bathroom at 4:40 a.m.
I don't know about you, but I took it as a prohibitionist broadside. In other words, I thought that the muskrat was dissing godsend medicines. Based on that assumption, I took that tweet as a challenge and responded rapidly with the following indignant barrage. However, AM was writing at 4:40 a.m., and perhaps I'm too ready to take offense. What do you think? I'll tell you what. Let's forget that tweet entirely and consider the following replies of mine as generic responses to prohibitionist incredulity in general. Fair enough. Meanwhile, apologies to AM if I've been tilting at windmills, which I don't think so, however. Hey, in fairness to myself, I read his tweet twice before responding. But perhaps he was too sleepy or too plastered to communicate precisely. Who shall say? Except perhaps for AM himself, who has no doubt blocked me on Twitter by now, however.
Responding tweets.
Read folks like Alexander Shulgin, James Fadiman, and Stanislav Grof for documented evidence of how drugs can improve the mind and even grow new neurons. For the latest evidence, see Psychedelic Medicine by Richard Lewis Miller.
And this is before we even start talking about the obvious fact that almost any pick-me-up drug can be used to fight depression. Except that racist politicians have convinced us with non-stop indoctrination that humans are too infantile to ever use them wisely.
I don't know how anybody can say that psychoactive drugs cannot help when there are thousands of them that we have never studied, and even the known drugs are studied through a lens of Christian Science bias.
They must not be aware of the way that drugs like MDMA are being used, even now, to revitalize old relationships and marriages and to make talk therapy really work. See Listening to Ecstasy by Charles Winninger.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Hating on Drugs, published May 25th, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.